Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday. It is just a little bit after 11 o'clock, 11:05 to be exact, and you are listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, the show where you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. We talk about events happening throughout the area here. Also, anything else you want to talk about, if it's the cold weather that suddenly descended upon us this week, now that winter seems to be here, at least in this form. I know it hasn't technically started yet, but it's coming. It's coming. Let's all get ready. Maybe this is our spring, our winter, our fall training for winter. Let's put it that way as we get this cold weather that came in. Oh, goodness. 424-2600 is the number to call. Come on in. Join the conversation, everybody. Love to hear from you today as we set ourselves up for the rest of the day here. Hope you enjoyed Morning Cannolis there. That's a very cool show all about law and the courts and what's going on there. Very informative. I enjoy it a lot. But let's go ahead and talk about some sports coming up here, both on WFHR and on WIRI. Last night we had a hockey game. That's right. The River Kings are back in town, and they have a couple of home games this weekend. They had one last night. They got another again tonight. If you were able to join them, I hope you had a fun time there, even though they did come out on the losing end. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the River Kings lost last night to the Minnesota Squatch 4-2. That's too bad. But tune in tonight or go to the Rec Center. Go check them out in person. Give them a lot of noise. Cheer them on. Let's put them back on the winning track tonight at the River Kings. If you can't make it, tune in to 105.5 WIRI, and you can listen to the game there. We've got Mark and Don running the game. It's going to be a lot of fun, so tune in for that, everybody. It's we love having the River Kings here, and we do hope that you are enjoying it on the radio and in person at the arena. Now, coming up later today, in fact, in just about an hour and a half here, we've got Badger football. They're in Iowa this week, going to take on the Hawkeyes. So tune in at about 12:30. That's when the pregame is going to start. So we have about an hour here of Over the Back Fence, 424-2600. Get those calls in here, looking to buy or sell items. We are on these airwaves right now. So go ahead and call in. But at about 12:30, we'll be having the Badgers. Between 12 and 12:30, well, I've got a half hour to play with. Boy, I don't get that option very much anymore. Be afraid. No, I'm kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to play some music, maybe talk just a little bit. Mostly music, though. A little half hour of just get ready for the game, everybody. So, and then at 12:30, of course, the Badgers pregame will start later on tonight at 7 o'clock on WIRI. Like I said, the River Kings will be taking on the Minnesota Squatch once again, hopefully hoping to split the series. And that's going to wrap it up for the weekend. We do not have any other sports on Sunday. Get a day off there. Coming up, of course, on Monday, we've got 10 a.m. Playmakers join James and his guests as they talk about everything that happened over the weekend, all the sports going on right now. Of course, football, college football, the NFL. We've got hockey, basketball. We've got local sports happening. It's going to be a good time. And then at 6:05, the Greg Gard Show will be taking place on WFHR right here from 6 to 7. Get an update on Badger basketball. Update on Badger basketball on Monday. And we'll be having more Badger games coming up here. They've got a tournament coming up in Thanksgiving, so we'll be playing several of their games there. Stay tuned for that. Of course, don't forget, we also have Marquette basketball over on IRI as well. Lots and lots of sports going on. So, but let's shift gears a little bit and take our first phone call of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have to give away mechanic might be interested. A parts manual for Cadillac parts manual. I believe it's from like a 45 to 80 years. So if somebody would be interested in that, they're welcome to it. I am looking for a 25-foot, 26-foot, 27-foot pole camper, a camper, a trailer hitch, probably like from 2005 to 2000, maybe 10 or 12, preferably with a slide-out and an awning. If somebody has a good used one, price reasonable. And then the other thing I'm looking for is a propeller for a motor guide, a trolling motor. I lost my propeller. And if somebody has either the motor guide, trolling motor for sale, or parts, you know, I could use the part. And then the number to call would be 713-883-9966.
383-9966.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call there, starting us off today on Over the Back Fence. He's got a old parts manual to give away, and he's looking for a camper. And he's looking for a prop to a trolling motor. If you can help him with either of those items, the number to call is 383-9966, if you can help him out with that. That's as easy as it is. Ladies and gentlemen, call up 424-2600. Get on Over the Back Fence. If you're looking for items, that's a great way. He did a great demonstration. If there's something you're looking for, get it out over the airwaves, and we can see if we can find someone to help you out with that. A couple other programming notes as we come up to Sunday here. Don't forget that on Sunday evenings, we have a nice little block of local programming here. From 6 to 8 on Sundays, we've got my show, Seth Faces the Music. We're going to be doing a rebroadcast of an older show today. And I think it's, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a secret. No, actually, it's about secrets. That's It's a show I did about in July, I think. It's a show all about songs about secrets. So don't tell anyone, all right? I'm just telling you guys, keep it a secret. That's from 6 to 8. And then from 8 to 9, the next episode of Director's Cut, the third episode, James and I. We don't have a guest this week. We just go over some interesting local theater notes, some of the shows coming up this coming week, and then over the holiday season, and then moving on into next year over in Stevens Point and at WRCT here. So we talk about that. We talk about movies coming out. From now to the end of the year, lots of interesting stuff coming up. We do little comments about that as well. And then the debut of a new segment we like to call Correcting Myth Takes, where we pick something that happened in the world of entertainment. And this week, it actually has to do with, I think, two movies and one singer and some myths about these things and some insider stories about stuff happening in the entertainment world, historical stories. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. We explode some myths. We do try to confirm or deny whether they actually happened, if there's any truth to them at all. So enjoy that for Director's Cut. That's 8 to 9 Sunday night. Join us for that as well. And we're going to keep that one going. Thanks, everyone, for all the great feedback on that. And don't forget, on Director's Cut, if you want to give us some ideas, like a movie you'd like us to watch, doesn't matter how old it is. Could be a new movie. Could be an oldie goldie. Don't care. Some music you want us to listen to. A book you want us to read, whatever you got, let us know. James or Seth at WFHR.com. You go to Facebook, direct message us on that, on the WFHR Facebook page. Let us know. It's going to be great. We want you to be involved. We want to get your guys' feedback for this. Give us some ideas. We have plenty of time to fill, so we'll have more interviews coming up, too. We'll have some live music coming up. It's going to be great. So tune in, 8 to 9, Director's Cut on Sunday. All right, so let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hey, what's going on with our gas prices again?
I don't know.
I was over by Black River Falls, and it was down to $3.33 a gallon.
Hmm. Wow.
And by the Dells, it was 339.
Okay. Well, I don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah, I know.
I have no answers for you, unfortunately. If I did, you know, I wouldn't be working on radio probably.
Yeah, really. Take care, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the phone call. Boy, that is interesting. That's not that far away. And that's quite a bit cheaper. That's curious. Anyway, we'll see what happens over the next 2 days. Who knows? Really? With gas prices? Who knows what's going to happen? Yikes. So I also want to let you know that coming up in just a little bit here, we're going to get into our news and notes and our calendar of events, everybody. Stuff happening here as we gear up for Thanksgiving and, of course, the other holiday season coming up, Christmas and New Year's and all that fun stuff is coming up. We'll be talking about events all throughout central Wisconsin. And so you can help celebrate. We've got some parades coming up. We've got some other fun activities getting ready for the season. The one good thing about this season, in my opinion, it's not the weather. I do love Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff, though. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to get into our mailbag, of course, as well. And we actually only have one item. I'm kind of sad about that. We had a couple of weeks here, everybody. What happened to the mailbag? We only got one item. Oh, well, we'll get to that anyway. So call up 424-2600, and we'll talk to you about anything we want to talk about. Gas prices, see, we got that too. Buying or selling, that's what this show is all about. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take our break just a little bit early today. We'll take a quick commercial break, come back. We'll get into our mailbag items, our news and notes as we continue on this Saturday. Oh, wait, before we hit the break. Oh, I was on a roll there, but we got a call, and I want to take this call. Let's do it right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Let me walk in another room because I got the radio on here.
Okay, good idea.
Echo chamber. Yes. I'm sorry. Anyway, I have for sale three complete erector sets, set from the 30s, set from the 40s, and the set from the 50s. And they're all in the original metal cases with the paperwork and all the stuff. Yeah, and if I can get $120 for all three of them, it's better than a laptop or an iPad or a flat phone, right? For
yeah,
kids
right.
To actually teach them.
Fascinating, yeah.
I went through all this stuff when I was a kid. I have 10 grandchildren. They've gone through it. It's time now to pass it on to the next iteration generation, you know?
Wonderful.
So my number is 920-222-1363. And I'll be happy to show it to anybody tomorrow through all of next week. Today,
sure.
I'm at the radio station at UW, but
okay.
Tomorrow would be perfect. Thank you much. Have a great day now.
You too. Thank you so much for the call. That's great. 920-222-1363 is the number to call if you're interested in those three erector sets. Fascinating. Classic toys. I did not have one growing up, but I know I played with them with other people who did have them. Man, those are fun. Those are a ton of fun. So check it out. Three erector sets. Good condition. All right. Now we'll take our break, everybody. And when we come back, we'll get to our news and notes, calendar of events, and our mailbag right here on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there in spite of the weather, unless you like this weather, in which case you're crazy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know there's a lot of people who like this weather, so I'm just joshing you. Good-natured ribbing, that's all. Keep those calls coming, 424-2600. While I'm going through this information, I will finish reading what is in front of me, and I will get to your phone call as soon as I possibly can. But keep them coming, everybody. Want to keep those calls coming on Over the Back Fence here on Saturday today. We got one item in our mailbag for today. We have a wanted to buy. They're hoping to find a small vanity and mirror with a stool approximately 30 inches wide, white in color, made of wood. They're looking for it for someone else, for a young teenager. Very cool. And they're about, like they said, they're approximately 30 inches wide and about 17 inches deep with small drawers to keep the essentials out of the way. If you have something like this and when you would consider selling it, give them a call at 715-886-3654. That's 886-3654. And that's it for the mailbag today. Wow. I'm going to put a challenge out to everybody. Come on, get some more stuff out here. Yeah, I know we were preempted last week because of the Badger game, but come on, get that stuff coming. We want to keep it going here on Saturdays with Over the Back Fence. If you would like to add something, there's a lot of different ways you can send in your items. Limit to three, of course, please, or stuff you're looking for, of course. You can drop them off in person at 1690 2nd Avenue South. That is where our lovely studios are. If you have not had a chance to come check it out, we're almost at a year. It was almost a year ago that we moved into this place. Still can't believe that. Wow. Come and see it. It's great. We can see our nice studios here. You can talk to Pam and Steph and all the gang here if we're here. And drop off your list. It's great. We'd love to see you and show you around. We'll get to other ways to get us your mailbag items. But first, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We're looking for anybody out there that would like to do snow removal or lawn care. And the number would be 715-423-5587.
423-5587.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
And, thank you.
And I'm glad you're thinking about that now, because I see there's some flakes falling already from the sky here.
Yeah.
And let's start thinking about that, everyone. Thanks for the call. Hopefully we can give you a hand there. Snow removal. Looking for someone to give them a hand with snow removal. And I'm guessing there's several people out there that would probably love find some more information about that. 423-5587. 5587 is the number to call if you can help them out with some snow removal for this winter. And like I said, yes, some of the white stuff is already starting to fall a little bit out of the sky right now. It was bound to happen. Let's move on now to our calendar of events here and some other news and notes throughout the central Wisconsin community here. We want you to know that continuing through this week, at least through, the 16th would be on Wednesday, continuing through Wednesday. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is collecting pantry items for those in need during the holiday season. And that is for Focus, of course, our group in town that includes the Sweps Food Market. And this is specifically for the Thanksgiving holiday season. They're looking for jelly crackers, cereals, and dry pastas. This is what they're currently needing at the Sweps Pantry. You can also go online to their website, Sweps Pantry, that's sweps.pantry.org/current-needs, so you can find out what their current needs are. And they have a bunch of other items there that they would love to help to have help with during as we get the run-up to Thanksgiving here. You can drop these off at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce at their offices at 1120 Lincoln Street, that's in Rapids, until this Wednesday, November 16th, at the end of the business day. So this is your last chance if you have not had a chance to do this yet. We, of course, do encourage you to do so. A great program. We all know how wonderful Sweps is and Focus in general, all the great things they do, Neighborhood Table and the Backpack Program, all these wonderful groups that we have in Wisconsin Rapids. Let's support them the best we can by doing stuff, doing items like this. If you're looking for something to do this afternoon, and it has already started, but it goes until 1 o'clock. And if you're up near the Neillsville area, we have going on today their 58th Holiday Fair. That is at the United Church of Christ at 2nd and Park Street in Neillsville. And it's going till 1 o'clock today. Their lunch is being served right now, going till 1. Chicken salad on a croissant, a baked potato soup, and a dessert. Sounds delicious. $8 adults, $5 for children 10 and under. There's also a lot of other fun stuff there, including their gift boutique. They have greeting cards for sale, kitchen cupboard, and new-to-you treasures. Lots of great stuff at the 58th Annual Holiday Fair, the United Church of Christ, up in Neillsville, 2nd and Park Street. If you're up in that area, go ahead and check it out today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we have St. Bronislava's Holy Name Society is having an all-you-can-eat breakfast, and that will be held tomorrow from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage links, milk, juice, and coffee. Cost is $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and free for ages 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of the Holy Name, and table service is provided by the St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop Number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish, school, and youth needs, and of course, they thank everyone for their support. Have a great breakfast over in Plover tomorrow, and support some of the great things they do at St. Bronislava's. Heading into next week, we have several events that we do want to highlight, including an off-the-clock event happening in Rapids here, put on by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. This one's happening at Alexander Field, our airport here in the Southwood County Airport in Rapids. Come check it out. That is located at 3620 First Street South. Happening from 4 to 6. There'll be raffle prizes, appetizers. It's open to the public, and it is free to attend. 4 to 6 this coming Monday. Off-the-clock event sponsored by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And it's also put on by the City of Wisconsin Rapids because, of course, they are the purveyors of the airport at Alexander Field. So go check that out on Monday. These are always fun events. They've always got lots of great things going on. We do have some blood drives in our area coming up, and we are going to touch on those in just a minute. But first, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have some things to sell. I have a acoustic guitar, a full-size dreadnought. It's an aftermarket guitar. It's a Gibson Maestro, and with a good case. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get probably $65, $75 for that if I could.
Okay.
And then I also have an entertainment center, the older style. It's got the cassette, AM, FM radio, CD player. It's a floor unit, and I'd like to get $35 for that. That works pretty good. Sounds nice.
All right.
And that's two items. What do we limit it to, three or?
Three is the limit, yep.
Three of them. All right. Then I have a boombox, older style, where the old, they're kind of running out of style here, but they're very nice. It's a full-size boombox and AM, FM cassette with CD player, and I'd like to get $40 for that. It's like new condition.
Okay.
And pretty, okay, for these items, they could call me at 715-323-4846.
323-4846.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. I got a couple of things for sale here. Lots of it related to music. I just realized that they're all related to music and sound in some way. Guitar for sale. We've got a entertainment center that's got all the tape deck and everything on there, plus a boom box with a CD player and boom and cassette player, and of course AM FM. Any one of these items you're looking for, call him. 323-4846. 4846 is the number to call for any one of those items. All right, let's go ahead and let's see what happened. Oh, did I get, come on, grab the phone call. What's going on here? Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, whoever was just calling, I think I accidentally hung up on you. There we go. I think we got it now. Not sure what I was doing there. That's what happens when I only do this once a week. Good morning, you're on the show. Hello, did I lose you? Hello, are you there? Oh, I think we got a bad connection there. Sorry about that. Call back, 424-2600. If you can't get through, just try again, everybody. I will be here for another half hour up till 12 o'clock for that. And, okay, looks like we'll try this one more time. Let's answer the phone here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. So I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's one where you sleep out over the cab. It comes with the jacks. And it's older model, but it's in pretty decent shape. There's no leaks or stains in the ceiling. And then I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. Be good for, like, piling firewood if you want to use it for something like that. It's got the motor and the wheels and the transport mm-hmm. and the winch. And then I'm also looking for someone to transfer some music from a cassette tape onto a CD. If you have that technology or that equipment, give me a call. My number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call. Have a great weekend. A couple of things for sale here. We've got a camper and a sliding camper and a portable hay and grain elevator. Those are for sale, but he's also looking for some help transferring sound from cassette to a CD. And we do, of course, there is technology for that if you can help him out with that. Or you're interested in buying those other items, 652-6641 is the number to call. All right, let's keep it going here. Grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Hello. I've got a couple items for sale here. Mm-hmm. First one is a 4 foot by 8 foot utility trailer, a Carry-On brand. It was always stored inside. It has very light usage. I would like $400 for that. We did add a trailer jack to that too,
mm-hmm.
tongue jack, and $400 for that. And then I have very like new men's mossy oak blaze orange insulated hunting bibs for deer season, gun deer. They have full side leg zippers and they're dry plus, size 2 extra large, and I'd like $40 for those.
Okay.
And my number is 423-4822.
423-4822.
Right, that's 715 on that.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. We got a couple of items for sale there. Got a trailer with the jack, comes with it, $400 for that. And then some hunting bibs, blaze orange hunting bibs for sale as well, 423-4822, 423-4822. All right. Well, we're on a roll here. Let's keep these calls coming. All right. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I have a question. What channel are you on the phone? Is it 94 or what is it?
Which channel for on the phone? I guess I don't understand your question.
On the radio.
For FM it's 97.5, and then on AM is 1320. Yep.
Okay. So, but your show is on 97.5.
Yes, it's
Saturday.
Yep, broadcast at the same time. Yep.
Okay, I just have one thing for sale. I have a 9.5 Avenue de Motor.
Okay, did you have a asking price for that?
Oh, that's like $80.
Okay. And your number?
715-387-3183.
387-3183.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for the call. I got an Evinrude motor for sale there if you're interested. 387-3183 is the number to call. Oh, that was a nice little run, everybody. Thanks for that. Keeping me busy here on a cold Saturday morning. Oh, well, let's keep going with our community events here. We do have blood drives coming up here, including one coming up on Tuesday. That is on the 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged. And to schedule an appointment, all you need to do is call 866-566-5900. Of course, walk-ins are also welcome. They will try to fit you in if they can. And this is for the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin, and it is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. That is good to know. So you know that a lot of this stays right here in our community and goes to the hospital here in Rapids. So that's something, I don't think I knew that. That's really cool. So keep that in mind, 10 to 3 on Tuesday. We've got a community blood drive at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. All right, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. I guess I just wanted to call to warn people about a marketing scam or ploy that they call up and they tell you you want a bed.
Okay.
And then they take some information from you,
mm-hmm.
and then they call back, another person calls back, and they want to come and set it up, mm-hmm. and then they find out that, no, you didn't win it. It's not for free. They want to give you a free pillow or something like that.
Oh.
But they're kind of picking on, I think, older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, maybe it's, you know, legit as far as somebody trying to sell a bed, but I think that's a pretty poor way. I think they're taking advantage of people trying to do something like that.
I agree. That is
made it sound like you want it.
Yeah, exactly.
When
that
you first talked to them. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
but then
at,
it's not.
Yeah,
trying to sell it to you.
At the very least, that's unethical, and
exactly.
at the worst, it's very dishonest. So thank
and
you.
I don't, And I don't know if that's connected to these. You see these signs around town of mattress, supposedly these big mattress deals. They're popped up all over the neighborhoods. I don't know if that's a part of that, but I don't know what's going on with that either.
Okay.
So anyway, I just doing it to kind of give people a heads up.
Sure. Sure. Thank you very much. All appreciate right. it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good weekend. Yeah, of course. Just a reminder to everyone out there. I know we hear it all the time, but it's a good reminder that when people are calling you, especially people you don't know or these other things, be careful. Just be careful out there, everybody. I think we all try to be very trusting with our fellow man. At least I think a majority of us are like that. But we do have to be careful about people who want to take advantage of that. So be careful. Caveat emptor, everybody, please don't be taken in by any of these scams or anything. And of course, don't give out any personal information, social security numbers, all that stuff. Don't do that. Big no-no. So nice reminder. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. We do have some concerts coming up here, and we do want to continue to remind everybody of high school concerts that are coming up. In fact, we have the first choir concert of the season. It'll be happening on Tuesday. The 15th. It's the choir concert over at the Port Edwards School District. It's in the small gym at John Edwards High and Middle School. So if you're interested in that, going to listen to some choir music, the first choir concert will be happening in Port Edwards on Tuesday. And then on the 17th, which is on, I want to make sure that is on Thursday. Okay, and then on Thursday, the first band concert will be taking place in the same place, the small gym at John Edwards High and Middle School in Port Edwards. So we have both the first choir concert and the first band concert happening in Port Edwards this coming week. Please support local kids as they go through all these great art things. Theater, of course. We love music. We love it all here. So please support them. We do have a big event happening here on WFHR coming up on Wednesday. It's an annual event. We've been having it for many, many years, but we get to continue it. And, of course, we give a big shout-out to our parent company, Civic Media, for allowing us to continue to do this. It is the WFHR Radiothon for the United Way of Southwood and Adams County. That's happening on Wednesday from starting at 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. during the morning show with James, of course. You can call in and make a donation after you tune in to 97.5 or 1320 a.m. But in order to make the donation, you actually call the United Way. So the number you want is 715-421-0390. They will directly take the information there. And if you want, they will get your name or of you or your business and come on and they will get it to us down here. We will announce it over the air if that's what you wish. Of course, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. But we'd love to be able to do that. If you make a donation, we'd love to mention your name on the air. Also, a quick note to businesses out there, if you make a minimum donation of $500 and a max of $1,000, WFHR will match your donation in advertising. So that's advertising right here on these airwaves. If you help out the United Way, that's just our way of helping them out, doing our part for the United Way. It's going to be a lot of fun. Terry and a bunch of the staff from the United Way will be here with James on Wednesday. They're going to kind of take over the morning show. It'll be a lot of fun, so tune in for that. Let's wrap up Wednesday here before we take our next break, and then we'll get to the rest of the week. Don't forget to wrap up your Wednesday with bingo at the Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. I always love mentioning this. At 430 West Jackson Street, all the construction is done. It's done. You can go right in there now. You don't have to worry about which way you're going in. Go right into the Elks Lodge. Have some bingo fun. Support them and all the great things that they do. So we do want to give a shout out to the Elks Lodge as we go to break here on the Saturday for Over the Back Fence. Don't forget to keep those calls coming, 424-2600, as we continue through the hour here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. I hope we're keeping you warm by the glow of your radio there. And we're going to continue on here with some more calendar of events, activities coming up this week throughout central Wisconsin, and more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call. And if you want to talk about anything you want to do, we had some interesting calls. It's not all been buying and selling today. So it's been fun. Keep it up, everyone. And I will continue here as I wait for those calls. We do have another blood drive coming up here. This one put on by the American Red Cross. And we have several of these popping up here and there throughout November and into the beginning of December. And, of course, we will continue to let you know about those. The next one is coming up on Thursday in Port Edwards at Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's coming up on Thursday in Port Edwards, Trinity Lutheran Church, 990 3rd Street, 12 to 5. So join in on that one. We'll have some more coming up, not only in Marshfield, but Rapids and a few other. And, of course, there's always the opportunity if you are in the Stevens Point area. Coming up this week on, on Monday and Tuesday, we've got from 12 to 6:15 at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street. If you're in that area, if the Plover Stevens Point area, there's always an opportunity to give blood there. We have another event that's coming up. We've offered, or we have advertised this or talked about this a little bit in the past with our good friends of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. They have this great class that they offer called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. Caregiving can be a challenge, but it's easier when you are prepared. And this one is all about managing caregiver stress. Caregiving for a family member or friend can be stressful, physically, emotionally, and financially. Join a workshop for caregivers for adults with chronic conditions to learn about self-care strategies and techniques to increase relaxation and reduce stress. Manage the daily stresses you face as a caregiver. And you can sign up for this today. They've got a couple of workshops coming up this week on Thursday, both in person, and there's also a virtual option on both of those. So if you want to register, of course, there are limited seating for this, limited participation, so you do have to register. But the two that they're offering include ones on this coming Thursday on the 17th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau ADRC CW offices, and also a virtual option. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's on Thursday, Antigo, Marshfield, and Wausau. And then on later that day from 2 to 3, the Merrill and the Wisconsin Rapids ADRCs of Central Wisconsin offices are offering the Powerful Tools for Caregivers, plus a virtual option for that as well. Lots of opportunities here. And if you want to engage, if you want to register for that, just call the Aging and the ADRC. excuse me. Call the ADRC at 888-486-9545 or visit their website, adrc-cw.org. Dates are subject to change, but this is what's happening right now. So if you're interested in that, coming up on Thursday this week. Also on Thursday, the Neighborhood Table will be providing their to-go meals as they do every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at 411 Garfield Street. You should sign up for this if going online to theneighborhoodtable.org, because there is a limited number of meals. If you do not have internet access, you can just call 715-422-1980, leave your name and your phone number and number of meals you would like, and they can help you out with that. The deadline for that is Thursday at noon. Another opportunity to get some food will be happening at Ruby's Pantry, and that's the third Saturday of every month, so that's coming up next Saturday, the 19th, from 8 to 9:30 a.m. or until the food is gone. This is drive-through only, and it's going to be at Pitch Elementary School, 501 17th Street South. The prepaid is sold out for this month. Keep that in mind. If you want to get some cash together, $25, they've got plenty of cash bundles still available. Get that cash together. A parking lot attendant will direct you in the lot. Just stay in your vehicle, and they will put the food in there for you. It's all pre-boxed, so you don't have to bring any boxes or baskets. They'll just put it right in your car. Please have the back of your vehicle cleaned out for the boxes of food, because that's where they put them. So this is what's happening next Saturday, of course. If you've done this before, you know the drill. But if not, make sure, because the prepaid orders are sold out, that you do have to bring cash, $25, in order to get the bundle of food. Moving on to other things happening next Saturday, we have an old-fashioned holiday craft fair. More than 30 vendors with handcrafted items, Enjoy a ticket raffle, lunch, bakery items, and more. It's sponsored by the Roamakers HCE and Adams County HCE. Proceeds used for bookworms and scholarships for Adams County students. Food pantry donations to enter. And this is going to be taking place in Adams, the old-fashioned holiday craft fair. Going to be a lot of fun, so check that out next Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Happening next Saturday as well, the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church is having a chili dinner. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, November 19th at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. That's the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Adults are $8. Youth ages 6 to 12, 4, 5 and under free. You can also carry out a quart of chili, just the chili, none of the extras, for $8 a quart. If you so desire, get filled up for hunting weekend. Before you go out hunting, go ahead and get some chili. Warm yourself up on the inside as you go out into the cold looking for that deer. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Really good chili coming out 3 to 7 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South in Rapids for the chili dinner for that. Dine in and take out. We also want everyone to be aware that there's going to be a community Thanksgiving worship service at 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 20th. It's going to be taking place at Grace Lutheran Church. Now, this is put together by a coalition of area churches, but everyone is invited. Doesn't matter if you're a member of these churches or not. The whole community is invited to participate in a community Thanksgiving worship service. It's being offered by Grace Lutheran, First Congregational UCC, the First English Lutheran, and Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Churches. It will be taking place at Grace Lutheran Church, 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 20th. Oh, boy. I guess we have to take one more break here. We got to wrap it up here. And we got a couple more items I do want to talk about before we do wrap up the show and get to me playing music. Because why not? I got a half hour to kill. It's going to be fun. You stay tuned for that before we go into the Badger football game versus Iowa today. So stay tuned for all that as we wrap up Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for joining me today on this increasingly snowy November Saturday, everybody. Oh, boy. A couple more items I want to get to before we wrap up the show. Just want everyone to know that the Festival of Trees event is returning for its 25th year. This helps support Aspirus Health Foundation. Festival of Trees is coming in person in Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center on Thanksgiving week, November 23rd through the 26th. Festival visitors can stroll through a glittering wonderland of holiday trees, wreaths, decor, baskets, and specialty items decorated and donated by people in our community for a silent auction and raffle. Enjoy local music, refreshments, and a visit with Santa. You can get scheduled times or noted online. Tickets are available at the door for $5. There is no cost for children 2 and under. Online bidding will be available at 1.bidpal.net. That's where you can go if you want to bid on any of these items online. And a little bit more information here because they also have some special events happening coming up for that as well. Three special events. They have the opening night gala on Tuesday, November 22nd from 6 to 9. That's $80 per person through November 15th. So you have till Tuesday to get that one in. And then $90 per person starting on the 16th. So save 10 bucks if you do it before the 15th. There's a senior stroll on Wednesday, November 23rd, 9 a.m. to 12, $4 per person for that. And then a teddy bear blast Friday, November 25th, 5:30 to 7, or Saturday on the 26th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Advanced tickets are required, $10 per person. Children 3 and under are free. More information, contact Kim Smyrta, Fund Development Specialist with Aspirus Health Foundation at 847-2892 or kim.smyrta@aspirus.org. Lots of fun stuff happening there. It's going to be fun. We want to remind everyone, we're going to give everyone a heads up this week. Just so you know what's going on here, the November 23rd, of course, is the day before Thanksgiving. There will be no American Heroes Cafe at the Elks Lodge that day. Because of the holiday, they decided not to have that one. And then the last cafe of the year will be December 14th. January and February, there is no Heroes Cafe just because of the weather, of course. And then it'll start up again March 8th will be the first cafe of 2023. Of course, we'll be reminding you of all this as we go along. Thank you. Thanks to Bill Heck, our good friend, for giving us the updates on that. One quick more thing here before we wrap up the show. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber is hosting the annual Rekindle the Spirit Parade. It's coming up, yes, Wednesday, November 23rd in Wisconsin Rapids at 4:45 p.m. Rekindle the Spirit Holiday Parade is the day before Thanksgiving. We all will gather down at the Veterans Memorial Park for the annual lighting ceremony at 4:45. Then we will get cozy as we enjoy the parade. It starts at 3rd Avenue, and it makes its way across the Grand Avenue Bridge, ending at Lincoln Street. Make sure you stay until the end of the parade, as Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be riding on their sleigh to McMillan Memorial Library. Yes, the Clauses will be there. Oh, so much fun. Can't wait. It also kicks off Small Business Saturday, which starts, of course, the next Saturday, November the 26th. That's Thanksgiving weekend, and will run through Tuesday the 29th. Make sure you go to the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Get some more information on that as well. Actually, I was wrong. I do have time to do one more because we have, yes, coming up, we have the Turkey Trot. Yes, the Turkey Trot's back. The Southwood County YMCA is putting that on on Thursday, November 24th. Yes, that's Thanksgiving morning. It's going to happen at 9 a.m. at Witter Field. It's a 5K and a 5-mile run walk. Run, walk, and gobble. I love that. Join us at Witter Field. That's the Rafters parking lot on Thanksgiving morning as we will be running, walking the bridge to bridge, the same route. Just so you know, the Bridge to Bridge, this is a free event. They are asking that everyone participating, please donate a non-perishable food item for the local food shelter, which is great. Dogs and strollers are welcomed. No registration is required. Yes, you heard that right. It's free. Just show up. It's a fun event. We've been able to talk to Mr. Matt Zakowski about this, it's always a fun event, and we do appreciate the visitors, Convention and Visitors Bureau for this one. They put this one on along with the YMCA. It's a lot of fun. Just go have some fun. Walk the route. You don't have to register. You don't have to pay anything. It's going to be tons of fun, the Turkey Trot this year. And, of course, next week we will be going over more Thanksgiving items and events that are going to be coming up in the area. So stay tuned for that on Over the Back Fence. We have less than a minute left, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. All the phone calls were very much appreciated. We look forward to doing it again with you next week. Stay tuned for that. Plus, we've got some football coming up at 12:30. And between now and then, well, let's play a few tunes. Why not? I have control for at least a half hour. I have control. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned for that as well. I do appreciate being able to do this again. And I do enjoy all the phone calls we've been getting for the new Saturday edition of Over the Back Fence. Thanks, everyone, for making it this much fun. And so, this is funny. I guess I don't have to do the legal ID because I'm going to do the legal ID.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.